high-tech hospitals are beginning to get a clear picture of how many doctors will leave by the end of the year. Police and customs officers have announced a major haul of bootleg alcohol, and prices are rocketing at Prague hotels for New Year's celebrations. Czech hospitals should this week start getting a clearer picture of the crisis they face due to mass resignations of doctors after the failure of a 9-month campaign to win better pay and conditions. The deputy head of the doctors' chamber says around 3,800 doctors have prepared their resignations, many of them leaving to work abroad. Resignation letters should be delivered this week and take effect at the latest by the start of March. Hospitals are already preparing to offer a skeleton service because specialists such as anaesthetists and surgeons are no longer available. No meeting between doctors' representatives and the Ministry of Health are planned so far this week to avert the mass resignations. Police and customs officers have announced one of their biggest hauls of bootleg alcohol in recent years. They swooped on a gang operating out of the eastern city of Ostrava, finding a lorry filled with around 20,000 litres of spirits, with another 10,000 litres in a nearby hall and garages. 7 people were detained, with 3 remaining in custody. Customs officers say the state would have lost around 6 million crowns if the entire consignment of bootleg alcohol had gone on sale. A large amount of a special disinfectant used to make the alcohol was shipped across the border from Slovakia for further processing in Ostrava, with it later going on sale throughout Moravia. Hotel prices for the new year in Prague have been upped around threefold compared with the normal, according to a survey by the French travel website Trivago.fr. Average prices of around €77 a night have climbed to around €215 for New Year's Eve, as hotels offer tailor-made celebrations and cash in on the event. The price rises for Prague of 179% compared with December the 24th appear to be among the highest in Europe, outstripping the high increases in cities such as Edinburgh and Vienna. Economic confidence rose in December compared with November and the same month in 2009, according to figures released on Monday by the Czech Statistical Office. The month-on-month index was 3.6 points higher than in November, with confidence boosted both amongst consumers and companies. Year-on-year, the index is up 13.5 points compared with December 2009. In spite of rising confidence levels throughout the year, the index is still below the 100-point level of 2005. Analysts say Czech optimism has been fueled by the continuing strong performance of the German economy. Prime Minister Petr Nečas wants to overhaul the Research and Development Council, the body charged with monitoring, planning and advising on the share-out of research spending in the country, according to Monday's edition of the newspaper Lidové Noviny. The paper says the Prime Minister has launched talks about what steps to take with the Education Minister and is considering sacking the entire board of the Council. He's reported to be unhappy about the quality of the Council's work and leadership. Finally, a look at the weather. More snow is expected in the coming days, with daytime temperatures between -4 and -8 degrees Celsius. Nighttime temperatures may drop to -11 degrees on Wednesday night and Thursday morning, and could even fall to as low as -20. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.